Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
I've heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. 2 Kings chapter 20 verse 5.
Just sitting and waiting for healing to happen doesn't help. It only lengthens the process. Working to become a positive influence is what moves things forward. If you want to help someone you've hurt heal, 1. Listen. When your loved one needs to talk, listen without trying to defend, explain, rationalize, or excuse your behavior. Don't try to correct their misperceptions or lessen their pain by minimizing it. 2. Validate. Don't tell somebody you shouldn't feel that way. When people talk about their pain, often they're doing the work necessary to help them heal. By letting them know their feelings are legitimate, rather than making them feel weak or silly, you enable them to work through the negative emotions. 3. Apologize. Yes, again. Whoever said, love means never having to say you're sorry, didn't know much about human relationships. Every genuine apology promotes healing. A heartfelt, I'm so sorry, is medicine to a wounded soul. So apply it till it's no longer needed, and your loved one will let you know when that is. 4. Repair. Offer to help repair the hurt you've caused. I know I've wounded you, and I really want to know what I can do to help heal the damage. Genuinely spoken, those words realign and make you part of the solution, not just the cause of the problem. God said, I have heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will heal you. And the sooner you become actively engaged in promoting the healing process, the sooner you'll get out of the penalty box and back on the field.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.